everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Whoa.
Whoa.
There's a bit of an echo on the system this time today. It's a real non-specific echo we've got going on in the town.
I was running it through Babelfish.
Oh, awesome.
I was running it through Alta Vista.
Back and forth a couple times?
Forever.
You know. In a one language, back to English. I love that.
It's the Spy versus Spy podcast.
That's right. Le Pop Chast.
Number 106. I don't know. What are we at?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Uh-huh.
That was a good guess.
That was very good.
May 29th. It's the Tuesday show.
Yep.
It's the birthdays of Esty, and I think it's Grog's birthday, too. Same day.
Wow. Well, good job, both you guys.
Yeah, I only said and mentioned them. So there's other people that have the birthdays too, but I only mentioned people who listen to the show. So,
sure.
Like the other day when I said it was Mike Myers' birthday, I said that especially for him because I knew he was listening.
You emailed the show to him?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he picks it up on Canadian Shortwave.
Pretty good.
Huh?
You know who is on the Shortwave radio? Is that Harry Shearer?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's funny. Pretty much the last 5 minutes of his show every week is him saying all the shit that he's on. It's on a, you know, NPR and a bunch of...
I'm on Simpsons this week, yeah. And...
No, just like, he says the shortwave station, he's on both satellite radios, and...
He just spent a lot of time doing it.
He's on some kind of military something,
If you'd like to hear more, go rent Best in Show.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a film and a half, man. I think...
It is.
I've always loved Fred Willard, but that was like the deal sealer for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, Fred Willard has always been, you know?
Well, to me, he's a little hit and miss sometimes.
Really?
Not in movies.
Okay.
But if you've ever seen him on TV.
Right.
He was on Conan or somebody. I forget what show. Leno?
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know. Which show does he appear on sometimes? I don't watch any of those shows, but it's on one time. I was like, yeah, this isn't that great.
No, he's not. If he's doing an interview as a regular guy, he's actually a pretty gentle, sensible old guy, kind of a dude.
Well, I didn't mean to know. He was doing a bit. He was doing like a sketch on one of those shows. I think it was Leno. Yeah. Yeah. And that's probably not Fred Willard's fault. He was probably just reading the cue cards and doing the best that he could.
Yep. He just got overspray suck sauce on him.
Yep. Run off.
Man, I got to write that song.
Which one?
Overspray suck sauce.
Do it up.
Yep.
And I'm going to write Meat Magnet.
Yep.
I've been thinking about Meat Magnet, but it's a hard song to write.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Figure it out.
Just the science behind it, you think is tricky?
Yeah. Yeah. Positive ions.
Yeah. Meat ions.
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds like something that they would explain to you in a quasi-scientific manner on a TV commercial.
Yeah, there's all the buzzwords.
Meat ions actually circularize the tastomacules.
Sure. Well, that sounds like a commercial for something delicious.
Yeah.
Holy dad.
And they show you a diagram and a graph. A guy said it was good, and this doctor says something. A doctor, eh?
Let's ask this guy in a lab coat.
I love commercial testimonials.
Yeah.
Because you can tell real ones, because people who aren't actors, you can just tell.
Sure.
You know? But the people who are, they're too polished. Or maybe that... It's a funny thing, because maybe they are legitimate testimoniers. Testimonies?
Yeah.
Testimony-monies?
Monalizers?
Yeah. Nice. And but maybe they're also out-of-work actors. Maybe they're like, hey, all you out-of-work actors applying to be on this ad, why don't you eat this cereal and tell us what you think of it?
Smoke some of this butter and then come...
Yeah. And so they're really giving you their honest opinion of it, and they are. I use it all the time, and I love it. But they're just trying so hard to be in a commercial.
It's possible. You know those before and afters of all the weight loss shifts?
Yeah.
All them exercise deals and exercise machines.
Just
and all
that. The aspect ratio of the person.
Well, the what it is there's before and they're all flabbed out, and then after and they're all cut and whatnot.
Greasy.
The thing is, they don't show you the pre before.
Yeah.
Because the people that are in those commercials are actually ripped to begin with, and then they have some kind of an injury. Jeez. They have some kind of an injury.
They couldn't work out for a couple months.
They couldn't work out for a while, and they flab out. So then they're like, here, try this product. And then they use that product in conjunction with getting back to their original lifestyle in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So when they return to cut them, then, that's how they're...
Also, usually they just shave their chest. You ever see those ones where it's like,
oh, yeah.
I used to be a fat slob, and then he's got kind of a hairy chest, and now look at me today, and he's just kind of greased up and shaved, and you're like, well, mm-hmm. I don't know. You don't look that much better.
Pulls his pants up a little bit.
So you're pulling your pants up, and you're sucking in your gut a little bit, and you're wearing more flattering clothes. I mean, that's anyone can do that.
Everyone should do that.
Suck in your gut, everybody.
Yep. Shave your chest, suck in your gut, pull up your pants.
It's pretty much what we do on the show.
Yep, yep.
Yes. You could probably make a tagline out of it, but I'm not going to bother.
You're not going to bother since 2006.
Oh, shit.
Spy
vs. Spy. Not bothering with taglines since yesterday.
Yeah. Did we do a show yesterday, even?
Yeah, we did.
That doesn't ring a bell.
It was a good one. It was all about robot tits.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that? I know it seems like an hour ago. I mean, a week ago. It
seems like just tomorrow that yesterday, what? You know what I'm doing? You know where I'm sitting right now? Do you want to know? I rearranged my end of the studio.
Yeah.
You're on
a couch now.
I'm on a couch, dude.
Do you feel like you're on a real talk show now? You're giving up your position of dominance in order for me to play the part of the talk show host, and now you are free to unshackle the reins of your
dude. My reins
spirit.
Are unshackled. I got one foot up on the couch, 1 foot way out.
Oh, I'm God.
Totally spread eagle.
Hide that thing.
Dude, my beaver housing is just steaming in the wind.
Oh, good Lord.
It's hot, dude. It's warm in here. It's humid.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of a humid kind of, what is that? Kind of a fog coming through.
Yeah, that's my ball fog. Yeah, fog.
Oh, jeez.
Fog. Fog. Yeah. Yep. And you know what? Yeah. I'm laying heaped upon and in front of related of
A pile of Image Comics number 0.
Well, I only have one of those. Oh. But we put up some curtains, red curtains. Got a nice red room. It's very nice, very happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then also, since we have 3 windows and they only sell curtains in the 2-picks, mm-hmm. We had a leftover.
You made a new window.
Yeah, yeah. We just hung
just
up a curtain.
Sledgehammer.
To nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And we made pillars.
Yeah,
yeah.
Corinthian top to those.
For here you go, take that. Put them on.
Take that.
Allison wants her headphones on.
Oh, sweet.
She wants her cans.
Nice.
Yeah, pillows, dude.
Oh, yeah? I guess I don't have to yell at you.
Yeah. Yeah, made
it helps. It helps everybody at home.
4 pillows, and 2 of them are like pretty much bed pillow dimensions,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome because I sleep on the couch.
Well, throw pillows are like, you're getting ripped off in throw pillows, man.
Really? Are they expensive?
Nope. My point is, the size of regular throw pillows is a bit of, it's like, it's very unsatisfying. You need 2? Or, I don't know, you're laying down on a couch, you want a proper pillow. And if you have a proper size, you could fold it in half. And, you have options.
Sure. Well, I've got 2 that are regulation bed size.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 that are...
Olympic size?
Regulation bed length, but not...
Is that the length of a bed?
Well, no. The pillow, bed pillow length.
Okay, yeah.
But the height is not... The height is half.
So they're like lumbar rolls?
Yeah. 2 of them too.
Nice.
And the couch already came with a couple of pillows, so like we're totally set for pillows, man.
Sweet.
It's nice. It's like an opium den in here.
Awesome. Ford action gonna be happening soon, I bet.
I don't know, they could Ford it up. Yeah, that's like, wow, you know what? Yeah. But since we moved the couch against the wall, it was like wanging out in the middle of the floor before.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And now it's up against the wall and like the room seems so big. Like,
oh, definitely. But sometimes it is nice to have a couch set in dividing a room up kinda. That's kind of nice sometimes.
Well, if the room was bigger, it would be good.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
All it made it here was, like, real kind of tippy-toesy when you're trying to get around the...
Right, yeah, right.
No good.
Yeah, and then sometimes you do that, and you're like, why wasn't I always that?
Yeah, that's what we did, and that's pretty much what we said was, how comes it, why are we so dumb?
Now you have to watch TV on an angle or something.
Probably. Yeah, but...
Like, or whatever.
It turns out I don't give a shit.
Yeah, and also, if you're going to watch a movie or some shit, you can move the couch for a second.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
I mean, an hour. I mean, 2 hours.
Right. 90 minutes. I don't watch anything over 90 minutes.
Yeah, it's probably a good plan. I mean, any movie that can't get finished in 90 minutes...
Yeah.
You got problems.
Except for Blade Runner. I'll give
and
Blade Runner.
Actually, I think Hot Fuzz was longer, and I really love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
some dudes on the internet were saying it was too long. I was like, shut up. Yeah, I mean, it's like there's long movies, and then there's long movies because they need to be that long. But there's a lot of the time when movies pushing up on 2 hours, they don't need to be that long.
No, it's a lot of people like looking for their keys and staring at a lake.
That's right. You know? Yeah, we get the idea. Just have more narration. I think everything should just be narrated. And
you
cut it in half. You know, it's like the opposite of you know how like when you're reading something like in a comic book or something and it has a like caption narration thing at the top,
yeah,
you can save a lot of time that way, right? You don't gotta draw so much shit. In fact, you can just have a whole comic of those.
Yeah, cause then you wouldn't have to film so much stuff if you had narration. You could cut down on your special effects budget.
What do you mean?
If you had narration.
Oh, that thing we were talking about yesterday.
That was just now.
Just joking. Yeah, I think basically movies should be like books on tape. That way, like, the pictures should really be secondary to the people talking all the time.
Yes.
And then I can be drawing or doing dishes or whatever and still be enjoying the movie the same amount as I would if I was sitting down just watching it.
That is the best. I wish they could somehow rate movies that way, or like specifically design movies that way, so that
like this one's a 3 out of 5 watcher. You need to pay attention 3 out of 5 stars.
Yeah, totally.
This movie, you got to pay attention 5 out of 5 stars or hearts.
Don't try to do anything else.
Clubs, we'll say clubs.
Okay.
5 out of 5 clubs. Do not even blink when you watch. This is a adrenaline-packed fuel ride of exasperism. And if you're this one's only a 1 out of 5, it's kind of like, well, your kids are probably going to want to watch it, but you can be like, keep an eye on them, wash the dishes in the next room. You'll get the idea.
Right. You can get enough from the box art.
Yeah. Don't even really bother watching this one.
Yeah.
Kind of like Weekend at Bernie's.
Hey.
Whoa.
I may not have even seen that.
Weekend at Bernie's 2.
I think I just saw the premise a bunch of times.
Okay. I mean, Dead Man on Campus.
Oh, yeah. Was that the Johnny Knoxville one?
No, well, I don't know. I think didn't that have Zach Morris in it?
Mark
Gosselin?
Johnny Knoxville played the dead guy in a movie like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You want me to look it up?
You gotta look it up.
Nah, I'll look it up.
John Hill will look it up.
No, wait a minute. I don't want that guy stepping on my toes.
John Hill probably worked on it.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of naked pictures of Jamie on Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah.
See that? You see that there?
Naked picture?
Yeah, he put that ass shot of him up there.
Oh, I know. I didn't see that. I looked at it before, I guess. Johnny Knoxville was not in that movie, as near as I can tell.
Hmm.
Linda Cardellini was in it, though. Very nice. So,
yeah.
You want to take a caller?
Yeah, we have a caller, right? Yeah, take a caller. Go ahead, caller. Caller.
Caller's being difficult.
Maybe she turned on a radio, I think. Oh. Assuming. It's a
okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, everybody.
Hi. Hey. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Good.
This is the Spy vs. Spy Talking Show.
Never heard of it.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, your question?
You phoned? This is the wrong number?
Yes, I was just calling in to say, hey, I'm using work time to complete my resume.
Nice.
But it's an in-company position, though, so it's not like you're really screwing them.
Well, then actually, you should spend as much time as possible on it to show that you're serious about the new position.
I am serious about the new position.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about this old position.
Fuck it.
I'm going to try extra hard on this one.
Nope. Yep, I reserved myself a little conference room, and I've got the computer set up. You know, it's quiet.
Are you going to put up a sign on the conference room that says, Heather Redmond investigates?
Is that the milking room?
Oh, no. God, what? For breastfeeding?
Yeah, we have a wellness room, and still think that horrible things go on in that room.
Wilma's room?
Wellness. You can go in there if you don't feel good and take a little nap.
Really?
We have... Oh my God.
Or two people can go in there if they feel real good and take a little nap.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, can I go in there and eat a pizza?
Apparently there's Yeah, you could. There's rumors that that stuff happens, but I don't want to know about
so
it.
So don't sit on the couch.
No.
Right.
Don't drink the milk.
Use that room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
It smells like breast milk in there, so I don't know why anyone would want to, you know, go in there and do it.
Sour breast milk?
Unless that turns them on, so.
I don't know if that turns me on. I need to find out.
Find a lactating woman and check it out.
Propylact?
Uh-huh.
Blactating?
Lactator? Get some lactators? That's what they could have called poutine, you know?
Oh, totally.
Mm-hmm. Lactators and gravy.
So what did you... You guys did something together last night.
None of your damn business.
Yeah, you don't need to know.
Meh.
Late night working. Yeah, we sung a song long distance.
Yeah, we sang a song for you.
Yeah. For you.
You guys tried to seduce me.
We tried to seduce you.
Yeah, with tapioca made out of eagle.
Egrets? You wanted to say egret so bad, but your people are going to think, that's not right. That's not what he means. I think he means eagle it.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yep, you guys did great, though.
We sang a song for Phil doing the song Fight Tangamaj.
Yeah, the requirement was a guest vocalist, so I hired the two guestinist vocalists I knew.
And he thought, hey, everyone's only going to probably have one guest vocalist, and it's probably going to be one of them other assholes in the competition.
Right. I don't think you could cross-pollinate. I think they had a specific...
No, okay. That was one of the rules.
If that didn't work out, would you have used your kids?
No.
The song would have turned out a lot different.
You should have had them do the cheering part.
Poof.
Do you think that would work?
That was a lot of letters. I don't know.
Okay, well, fair enough. Well, you could do it one at a time, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And then that you can just duplicate, right? Well, okay, maybe not. Maybe that's something to look forward to in the future.
Heather found out she can clap and sing at the same time.
I have a hard time doing that. Nice.
Even on that one part where the letters were spaced out, you know, that was hard. But I thought I couldn't do it. But
I can't really do that. I can't even really snap my fingers and sing at the same time.
I can say that my hands definitely hurt after that part of
it. Nice.
She was clapping her ass off.
I was clapping vigorously.
Yeah. Oh, the problem is you're supposed to use your hands, not your ass.
No, I wanted double claps, so she did. And then I had to record half as many tracks if she just, both hands on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
On the undercarriage.
Yeah. I spread those wings.
Are you insulting me?
No, babe. I'm calling you a fox. Stone Cold Fox.
Oh. Right.
Wise up.
Claps.
But I'm really tired today, thanks to you. And you're procrastinating.
And your production.
Procrastination.
I didn't procrastinate.
Way to produce.
Hey, when do I do stuff?
When was the last time I did a stuff?
Yeah, I know. It was just stressing me out.
When do I ever do a thing, though? When am I going to work on something?
Last fucking minute.
That's right. I mean, that's how I know how long it's going to take.
Uh-huh.
If I wait till the last minute, then I know, you know, it's not going to take me a few days.
There you go. I can't argue with that logic.
That's right. Can't argue with results. So anyway, what was your question for the Spy vs. Pies? What do you want?
I didn't really have a question. But,
caller,
what's
your deal?
Yeah, how are you doing? I don't know. I was seeing if I could tell you that, hey, I'm not on Gmail because I'm doing my resume in a room.
Gino? Who's Gino?
He's my secret friend at work.
You're in the wellness room with Gino?
Yeah.
She's on it. The Gmail.
Great. Now the whole world knows.
Is Gino short for...
No, I'm in conference room D, if that helps.
Conference room double D. like a boob, you know?
Gino?
Yeah.
No?
Gino?
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys.
Chicken
for real it is.
Okay.
we're on a...
Talk it back, guys.
Trim that to a strip.
I really didn't have a question, but sorry.
You got one anyway? You got a
Do you have a question that starts with you ever notice? Or, what's the deal? Or perhaps, you know what's funny?
You might be a...
Or how about this one? You know what I hate? You got one of those.
Oh, I've got a lot of those.
Okay,
go for it. Let's give us one.
Let's have it.
You know what I hate?
Nope.
Work coffee.
Yes.
It really gives strokes.
But if...
I had to put a Swiss Miss sugar-free cocoa mix in mine today to kill the bitterness.
Can you imagine if a workplace had top-notch coffee? Like, it wouldn't cost them that. I'm sure they could get some kind of deal on a good machine and good supplies. And if they had, like, kick-ass, like, fucking gourmet coffee that you would get at a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
If they had
people
that...
People would work a lot harder and not have to go out for coffee.
Exactly. Basically. You know what I mean?
Increased productivity.
And if the better coffee you have, well, to me anyway, the less you need to drink of it. That's kind of my, like, maybe that's just me, but that's how it is with almost anything. The higher the quality, the less I need of it to be satisfied.
You know what would be even better than that?
What's that?
Just like a little hose right at your desk, like a little hookah hose right at your desk.
So you can just slurp.
Take a puff of smoke just whenever you, like, you know, they just have a continuously going... fire, you know, in the basement. You got a tobacco furnace, and you just anytime
tobacco.
You're going to take a break, you just...
I thought you were talking about, like, coffee smoke or something.
I thought you were talking about something else, and I'm like, that's not very productive at all. Depending on the job, I guess.
Right.
What do I know?
Oh, I've got to draw 300 little mushrooms.
Oh, shit.
This graph paper's not going to fill itself in.
Man, I got to sit here and test out Madden 08.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be rough.
On the DS. Ugh.
But what would you do with the smoke after you inhaled it? You would have to blow it somewhere that wouldn't affect your coworkers.
Yeah,
I don't want
to get that figured out, babe.
Smoke.
Some other tube.
Oh, it's perfect.
An exhaust hose?
The exhale tube.
Maybe it could just be like a mask that you put on.
Hmm. I don't like
you could
that.
Have an in and out valve.
I don't like stuff on my face. I got the glasses already. I don't,
yeah.
Okay, it's a continuous. It's a looped hose coming out of your desk with a split in the middle. They just unplug. You unplug it, and there's smoke coming out of one. Get breathe in the other tube. Put them back together, and there's no smoke.
You know what I'd probably do?
Huh?
I'd probably fart in one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'd go fart in the furnace all the time.
Let's take a big dump. Take a big dump and burn it in there.
Oh, man, that'd be controversial.
You guys should quit smoking.
They're throwing shit in the smoke furnace to save money.
Oh, they always give us shitty tobacco. Oh, God.
Yep. That would end up in the gourmet coffee, too.
Mm-hmm.
In the poop team.
People just... poop team hunger force.
I think you could be proven leader of the poop team. See, I'm working on my resume. Get it?
Yeah.
Which?
Yeah, you better get back to work there.
Are you gonna lie about your current position and say like all the stuff that you're gonna pad that part of it?
I think that they'd
no. I was in charge of this, and I told everybody what to do, and everybody liked me.
I'm your fucking boss. Give me a job.
That's right. Yep. I was in charge of hiring for this new position.
Pretty good.
But I hired myself. No, my top number one thing at my current position is coordinated training for the entire registrar's office, resulting in consistent processes by all employees and decrease in past-time service cases from 100% to 10%.
Wow.
That's good job, man.
Yeah, I can't argue with results.
I got to put that kind of stuff on my resume, because all I have is, like, barely stole anything. Showed up.
And barely stole anything and stretching it. Showed up.
Didn't take a dump in the middle of the floor.
Probably.
If you did, you didn't know about it. So.
Qualifications. You can't prove anything.
Ever got caught.
Right.
Excellent at not being caught.
Yep. All right, dear. Well, I'll let you mosey on.
Right. Thanks for letting me call.
Farewell, caller. I'll let you mosey on. We gotta keep this professional.
The answer to that crossword in front of you there, that jumble, it's exonerate.
Ooh.
Looking for.
Thank you.
Thought I'd help out.
I appreciate it. Well, have a good rest of show, you guys.
All right. Oh,
and the solution to your Sudoku puzzle is 9.
Oh. I was wondering about that one. Well, good job on the song there, Brian. I was really.
Oh yeah, yeah, you too. Yeah, no, that was fun stuff. It sounded awesome.
Thanks.
Phil should have us. Phil should have a sing on all of his songs.
I agree.
<You
know. laughs> He reluctantly agrees.
Not even reluctantly.
Hey.
All right. Peace out.
All right.
Hey, bye.
Wait, what was that?
That was a friendly call. She was frisky.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Yeah.
Now we don't have to say nothing no more.
No, we don't.
You know what's funny? What? You know on Gmail when they give you those ads, they sort of search your email and like, here's an ad for something that you said once. And you're like, oh, look at that. You know, it's like tailoring. And that's fine. I don't really care. But mine today was the original poop mousse. You know those like mousse candy dispensers that poop?
Yeah.
That's what the ad, my Google ad was for today.
Nice.
So it just goes to show what I'm all about. If you distill me, if you boil me down, reduce me to a little nugget, it's poop mousse.
Let's see what I got. I'm going to get all robot-y because I'm a widget. Loading it.
What's yours?
I must have ad block turned off. You don't have ad block turned off?
Just a regular Firefox one?
Extension.
I don't have that.
Really?
How am I going to win an Xbox?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I don't see no ads no more, no ever.
Dude, so you haven't even shaved Britney Spears' head?
No.
You've never tried to shoot George Bush?
Well, sure, but from here, I know full well it's not going to make it, but I still shoot at him. I guess I am missing out on a lot of little Flash game ads, huh?
It's pop culture, dude. That's the new TV.
Whoa. Yuck.
I know.
Oh, well.
Just episodes of West Wing in Flash format.
Yep. Veto the bill. I got the ad block and it blocks every friggin' ad ever, anywhere. So, I feel kind of bad. Not really. But I've been listening to that Pandora.com. You ever check that out?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Stream
radio, you type in a, I know you know, but
a thing that you like, and then it says, here's an example of what I think you mean, is that true? And you're like, yeah, that's the one. And then it says, okay, here's a bunch of shit that people have done said was kind of similar to this, and here you go.
And they're not totally far off. It's cool that you can give stuff a thumbs down, but they really do, they've got 400 criterias that a tune will work off of or whatever, so that they can really get some stuff to line up pretty good.
But sometimes it gets the wrong idea, and it's like, okay, I'm going to listen to Flaming Lips or something. And then it says, oh, here's, you know, Do You Realize? You're like, oh, I do like that song. That's a good song. And it puts that on, and then it says, oh, the next 50 songs, they're all going to be sad, mopey songs.
Yeah.
Well, that's not really what I wanted, but, and it's just all like, these are all things of moderate tempo. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't mind if that mixed up a little bit, but.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit hit and miss. I haven't been on it for a long time. But isn't it is it still in beta or whatever?
I don't think it is, no.
Is it, do you have to pay for it to get better use out of it? No,
Well, to turn off the ads.
Oh, it's just the ads.
Yeah, so.
Okay, because I remember being on it and it was kind of like, okay, you listen to 20 songs, now pay for it or something. Or maybe that was a long time ago when it was in beta.
It didn't do that to me. I listened to enough songs.
Okay, definitely. Nice, that's cool.
You can only make 30 stations, but the ads is the only other thing, so.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all banished.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat way to hear stuff that maybe you haven't heard in a while, or new stuff that you didn't know about. You might discover something new that way.
You know what's, what else is kind of cool about that ad block, though, dude?
No, what's that?
Is if you're suppose you're on your LiveJournal friends list there.
Okay.
And someone posts a picture of their boogery dick or whatever, and.
Of a dick?
This is not pants, babe. This is a shirt. I'll help you put this on.
Of a boogery dick?
Yeah. Or whatever, something really gross. Suppose someone posts a picture of something gross.
Yeah.
But you don't want to they're not my friend anymore. But you don't want to see that again, ever, You just ad block that picture.
It'll never
show up again.
But what if you do want to find it again later? Is there a way to retrieve that from a list somewhere?
Well, there's a list of everything you ad blocked, but,
Would you be able to go back to that site and right-click on where the image used to be and just find the thing linked to it?
I sure believe so.
Okay. Well, that's good, because I don't like the idea of things disappearing forever, even if they're annoying things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're like, where's that picture of that shitting dick nipples girl that I want to show to somebody?
You're right.
And, I mean masturbate to. It's a minute there, people thought I had friends who wanted to see that.
way to cover that up.
Yeah. Oh, Tom McHenry saying something to me.
What is he saying?
Dear Brian, I enjoy this Bi vs. Bi podcast very much. You're our shining podcast, and you're very talented and funny. Have you received the new Pornographer's Leak chat?
No, I have not, Tom.
Wait a minute. Some of that seems maybe like he didn't say that.
No, he didn't say that at all.
Well, he's right, though.
It's true.
He's right to ask you.
Hey, Tom, you are on the podcast right now. Got any words for the listeners? Or perhaps a recipe? Oops, I said Rick Pete. Spelled it wrong. Well, he's not saying nothing. He's probably at work hiving it.
Hiving.
Milking?
He's in the milk room.
I think that milk room stuff's hot.
Pretty much. I would just hang out in there all the time for all my breaks. See if maybe I could see a side of a boob or something.
I would leave my coffee in there in the hopes that it would milk up a little.
Yeah, just by just, you know, like a maybe a, like a nice dusting of powdered. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Tom's not talking. What else we got? You gonna
we got
sign
nothing.
Off here.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I got stuff, but I'll save it because we're up against it.
Okay. That sounds good.
It's like saying up against it. Up against tit.
Up.
Up against the penis.
Up against by penis.
There. Oops. I mean silence.
Drowning in a soft orange glow. Drowning in a sea of tang. Drowning in a soft orange glow. Whoa, whoa. Drowning in a sea of tang. Astronauts, they think this stuff's so great. Well, astronauts, it's you I blame. Drowning in a soft orange glow.
You stupid fuck. You goddamn bitch. You were nothing before you met me. You were playing Barbies with Betty Finn. You were a bluebird. You were a brownie. You were a Girl Scout cookie. I got you into a Remington party. What's my thanks? It's on the hallway carpet. I got paid in puke. Lick it up, baby. Lick it up. Monday morning, your history. I'll tell everyone about tonight. Transfer to Washington. Transfer to Jefferson. No one at Westerberg's gonna let you play their reindeer games.
Like, that's the kind of thing that you would do as, like, a late teenager.